Big round of applause. Only Greg. 15 minutes late for his appearance here in the Morning News Express. Look, look, it's like a golf clap. There he is, Greg Swiatek.
15.
All right, six.
I forgot you had to actually stop for the red lights on my drive over here.
Yeah, so go ahead, sit down. Get your, you know, take the, you know, you ran in here and you're way out of breath now. Do we need oxygen?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Diana Gibson filled in fine for you.
Did she talk sports?
Yeah, we did.
Was she talking Wizards and Caps and Maryland?
No. Been there yet.
Oh, no.
Super Bowl?
We talked Maryland. She's like, Maryland. It's West Virginia. West Virginia, because her daughter goes to West Virginia.
Yeah, I understand.
And they got beat by the Kentucky Wildcats, who, you know, everybody gets beat by the Kentucky Wildcats.
Well, Kentucky's actually been struggling lately, so.
Thank you very much. And then they went and they clobbered WVU. Last half of the game.
I'm sorry, Diana.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm not. Okay, you can go now, Diana.
All right, bye-bye.
We'll get to talk to you in 2 minutes.
I actually wanted to make just a big grand entrance. I wanted to be fashionably late today.
Yeah, so. Hey, you're not walking the red carpet here, pal.
I was waiting for the paparazzi outside. No one was here to take my picture.
Well, so. we had somebody out there.
I'm disappointed.
We had somebody outside smoking a cigarette. He would have, you know, could have held up the ash part of it and inhaled it. You would have seen a little light.
I might have been blinded by the light. Yes.
You know what? Before we get to Maryland and all the other things, I really want to focus. Well, maybe we won't, but we'll keep you over it after the news, because I want to get into a situation I think you wrote about, and that is the Frederick High School girls basketball team.
I figured that might come up today.
That's a big issue that is happening, and I don't know how much of it is, you know, what is factual and what is not factual.
Right.
If there's any, you know, and kind of separating some of that.
Right, yeah. I mean, FCPS really hasn't disclose what they've really found in their investigation
so far. Of course
they
haven't.
So, right.
They circle the wagons and they never tell you, and it's like, oh, well, we can't discuss it.
They should, though, because the folks at Ligonier feel a little, they feel they're being treated a little unfairly.
Okay.
I mean, they're being perhaps labeled inappropriately.
Well,
so.
Let's talk about it when we come back on the Morning News Express here in Free Talk 930 WFMD. But first, let's talk to the real sports guru of Mid-Maryland here, and that is Diana Gibson.
I owe you one, Diana. Thank
you.
You
are so welcome, and yes, you do. And if you can bring it in the form of bagels and cream cheese, well, that would be great.
I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Hey, listen, one thing is not sports-related. It's your ride on 270 southbound. It is not the Indy 500, but you are seeing some slowing as you're traveling from Dr. Perry Road closer towards the truck scales. And then we have an accident, 270 southbound right by Middlebrook Road, off to the left side of the roadway. Your delays are before Father Hurley Boulevard beyond the scene, and then after Shady Grove Road to the Beltway. On 15 north and southbound in Frederick, looking good, as well as 194, pushing down from Tawnytown all the way down towards 26. Little delay for you, 70 eastbound in Howard County by the 70-40 split, and we're seeing some slowing, 29 southbound from Interstate 70, moving towards 108. That's your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD weather bug forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties for this morning calls for a slight chance for showers today. Yesterday, mostly cloudy with a high 46. There's a slight chance for rain this evening. Snow overnight, our low 30. Accumulations will be less than an inch. Snow showers are likely on Tuesday, our high 32. Winds will gust to 30 miles an hour. Accumulations will be around an inch.
To read more on job openings and job tips, go to our website at WFMD.com. I'm Diana Gibson as the Morning News Express continues on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
The Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express on 930 WFMD.
833 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express. Let's go start live Facebook here. There we go. Move that microphone a little bit from your face so we can see. Oh, there he is.
Oh, bright-eyed and bushy.
Network connection.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
There we go. Trying to reconnect here live on, let's see, Greg Swiatek with the Frederick News Post.
Maybe your phone doesn't like me very much and isn't cooperating.
I don't know. Maybe not. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Frederick High School girls basketball team in a game they played against Ligonier.
January 19th. So it was over a week ago.
Yeah.
And I was at the game. It was an intense, closely played game. Well played. Frederick High prevailed. And there was some sort of altercation after the game, where the coaches might have gotten into it. I'm not sure. Maybe some fans confronted some players, but the Frederick High girls basketball team claimed that they were subject to racial slurs and other insults.
Well, you were at the game. Did you hear anything
like that? I did not.
Were you already in the locker room at that time?
I was heading back when a lot of this was going on. I was headed back to the gym lobby area where the locker rooms are to conduct my post game interviews. And I did not hear any of this or see any of this, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen. I mean, I was sitting behind the scorer's table near the Frederick bench, and I never once sensed the atmosphere was racially charged. Again, doesn't mean that it wasn't. But so I was surprised to learn a day or so later that these accusations were being made by the Frederick High basketball team, but they were to be taken seriously. We contacted Frederick County Public Schools. They told us they were conducting an investigation. And on Friday, a local racial justice group held a rally in support of the Frederick High girls for their game against Tuscarora High School at Frederick High School.
Well, it was interesting. You said before the break, though, that you believe that that Linganore is sitting there saying, "Hey, hold it a second.
Well,
we're getting a bad rap here."
Right, a lot of Linganore people are saying it wasn't a racially charged atmosphere. We didn't hear or see these things either. Like what's going on? We feel we're being unfairly labeled racist and intolerant. And from what I gathered just in the last week, the likely culprits were adults that had nothing to do with, no direct affiliation with either school. These weren't Linganore administrators, employees. These were likely adults, parents of kids that with no direct affiliation to the school, that might have gotten into it with members of the Frederick High girls basketball team. And apparently, from what I understand, no discipline has been taken against any Linganore student or anything like that, as far as we know yet.
I don't know if it was at the game, but I have a friend of mine who just texted me and said that he said, different terms, but that the Frederick coach pushed the Linganore coach.
There was an alleged altercation between the coaches. I don't know exactly what happened between the coaches, but multiple eyewitnesses say there was something like that did happen. So I can't speak exactly to it because I don't often pay attention to high school handshake lines because normally they don't require you to pay that much attention to them. They're normally pretty mundane.
So the question is, I mean, it could, and I'm not, I wasn't there, so I don't know. Could there have been some retaliation? Could Frederick have said some things and then gotten retaliated against?
I didn't want to get in the middle of like who said what because I don't even know what started it. I just don't know enough about what happened despite the fact that I was there. Maybe I should have been doing a better job paying attention to what was happening around the game.
But you talk about the game. You don't talk about after the game everything's okay.
Right, exactly. Right. I wasn't necessarily anticipating or looking for it either. But again, that doesn't mean it didn't happen. The investigation should be treated seriously by all sides, and Frederick County Public Schools should release what they find and should announce any disciplinary action that they've taken.
Yeah. The question will be for
the sake of both sides.
Have you seen anything on local social media of anybody seeing any of this? I mean, everybody has their phone out and everybody's videotaping stuff now.
The main stuff I've seen were comments just on the stories that we've written.
Okay.
And a lot of Linganore people are saying this didn't happen. And a lot of the Frederick people are saying, you guys don't know what you're talking about. It certainly did happen. So it's unfortunately it's turned into a bit of a he said she said. And Frederick County Public Schools has been investigating it. The Frederick girls basketball team that night, the coaches and players wrote accounts of what they experienced, and they submitted it to their athletic director, who then submitted it on to Frederick County Public Schools and the administration at Linganore. So there are written accounts of what happened, and FCPS based on what they were investigating, felt concerned enough that Dr. Albin, a frequent guest on your program here, felt compelled to speak to both student bodies on Friday, and she was going to gather all the athletic directors and basketball coaches, boys and girls, to speak with them again, just lay out her expectation that stuff like this won't happen again.
We're talking with Greg Swiatek from the Frederick News Post, and obviously a big issue about what's going on. Now, the other thing is we've reached out to Dr. Altman to get her on the program, and hopefully we'll have her on fairly shortly. But, as a reporter, and we got to take a break, maybe we'll answer this question when we come back. What do you think, how fast do you think this ought to be taken care of?
Pretty quickly. The investigation, as I understand, was mostly complete as of late last week. So they were still waiting to talk to a couple more people. But the SCPS should be announced. I would think that within the next week they should be able to announce what they found and any discipline they took.
But we always see, before every game, we hear the PA announcer talk about,
Sportsmanship statement before every game. This is likely a case of some foolish adults acting inappropriately.
Are we talking about adults? Are we talking about kids? That's the next question. Is it the student body saying something?
As far as I know from what I was told, the investigation is centering on adults that were attending the game, not Ligonier students.
All right. We'll have more with Greg Swiatek coming up on the Morning News Express. Let's get a look at your 930 WFMD traffic for Mid-Maryland commuters. And there she is, Diana Gibson.
Well, we're still seeing some slowing as you are traveling on 270.
Cloudy skies, and we are continuing our conversation with Greg Swiatek from the Frederick News Post. And a topic, we haven't even gotten to the actual sports stuff. We're talking more about, other things that happened during a sporting event. And if you missed it,
January 19th, yeah.
It wasn't an altercation. We do have reports of somebody pushing somebody out, but an incident that happened at a high school girls basketball game, which is interesting.
Right.
Usually you would think something like this would happen at a boys game. We've had other incidences, back in the football days with the Tuscarora and was that Frederick High when that happened? No.
I'm not.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, they cleared out the complete stadium.
Yeah, that might have been. Yeah, I don't want to say that was Frederick because I'm not sure. Yeah. So. Occasionally you have these incidents, but hey, whenever the serious charge of racism involved, you have to treat it. You have to treat it seriously. And the column I wrote today basically talked about, we're never going to get to the root of the issue as long as we're screaming at each other and pointing fingers and blaming the other side. And that's what it's become online. The Ligonier people are saying, what are you talking about? This never happened. The Frederick people are saying it most certainly did. And as long as we're screaming at each other and name calling, the issue is never going to truly be addressed. So at the end of my column today, I proposed that the Frederick and Ligonier girls basketball teams, which I believe have mutual respect, for one another, they're likely to meet again in the playoffs, and prior to that playoff game, they should stand on the court hand in hand as a sign of unity, as a sign that we're united and we're standing against racism, and have a nice symbolic hand in hand gesture before the game. They could do it during the national anthem. I also suggested that the coaches of the team have the respectful handshake that multiple eyewitnesses said didn't happen after the last game, and then they should shake hands prior to this game that may be upcoming between the teams. And then I suggested that the proceeds of the game be directed to a local organization that promotes racial equality and justice of the team's choosing.
Now let me ask, and I think I'm pretty sure in this answer.
A local organization that promotes racial equality and justice of the team's choosing.
Now let me ask, and I think I'm pretty sure in this answer. Wasn't that the game of the week for WFMD?
Pete McLeod was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what your microphones might have picked up. Pete and I'm not sure exactly who his partner was that night, but they were broadcasting not far from the student section. In fact, some of our commenters said WFMD was there. Did the mics catch anything?
Yeah. So, you know what? I'll go back and listen.
So it might be worth checking the tapes.
Yeah.
So, but yes, that was the WFMD game of the week. But these teams don't genuinely hate or dislike each other. I mean, there's mutual respect. I mean, I talked to both coaches after the game. I talked to a Frederick High School player after the game. No one said they were subject to any racial comments or confronted by anyone. No one mentioned this to me, and I talked to three people after the game, which again made me surprised a day or so later when all of this came to light. So
do you find, because you do cover these people and I don't, so you cover them all the time, and do you think they would have been forthright with you if they would have sat down?
I'm not sure, have
one of the coaches just sit there and go, good, you know, blankety blank, can you believe what they did?
I think I've spoken with both coaches enough times. I think they would have said something. Again, it doesn't mean it didn't happen because they didn't say something. But I believe that they would have said, "Can you believe what I just went through?" So, yeah. So
we'll listen to the videotape or the audio tape and see what happens.
Right. But these teams need to come together and stand together and say, "Hey, this is unacceptable." We need to work to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Do you think that the ability for both of those two teams to play again is going to happen?
They're in the same region for the basketball playoffs, and they're two of the best teams in the region. So I'd say the chances are good that they play again. And if they don't play again, they should stage an exhibition game, and the money raised from the exhibition game should go to that local group that promotes racial equality and justice.
I don't know if I'd go all there, but
go where?
Well, the money going to the social injustice group. I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, I
think that somehow they need to get together, if nothing else, together in the same room and just have a discussion. But then again, like you said, it might not be the kids.
It
could be the adults. And if the adults are doing that, then the kids are like going, hey, we're good. We're cool.
Right.
You know, and if it was the heat of the moment, I mean, we've all said something in the heat of the battle to people.
Yeah. Yeah,
in sports battles. So
yeah, it'd be nice to know more. Like, it'd be nice to know what this investigation is turning up.
Yeah.
So
well, we don't need that kind of fans and trickle down,
right?
And have those kind of comments.
But these teams,
if they were made,
these teams have mutual respect for one another. Yeah. Both coaches, I did speak to both coaches, and they spoke of the respect they have for the other team. So this is not a situation where I believe it's overly contentious between the teams. And I think they could come together and really make something positive out of this terrible story.
All right, the Terps folding. They just can't handle the
13-point lead at halftime, and they blew it. So,
well, I just think that they mentioned last night on TV watching the game. They said they just look like they're running out of gas.
Yeah, I mean they don't have enough horses. It seems, and now they're 4-6 in the Big Ten. So. Still have a decent record overall, 15-10, but they don't have a lot of marquee wins on their resume, so
not going to get them in the.
Unless they have a really big finish here, they're probably going to be left out of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
So,
that happens.
So,
we're not going to get to talk to you. Your pick for the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl, I'm going to go to the Patriots.
Of course you are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of foolish to bet against them, isn't it?
Yeah. By how big?
By 7 to 10 points.
Okay. I got them by 24.
Well, yeah, the Falcons should have beat him by 24 last year, but that game turned around in a hurry.
Yeah, so. There he is, Greg Swantek. Read his article.
It's in today's paper. Yeah.
A way forward for Leonore High School and FSH and FCPS and FCPS. You know what? We always hear those words, open and transparent. Let's be a little more open and transparent.
Yeah, well, let's work together to solve these issues instead of screaming at each other.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. It's the Morning News Express.